Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Before we get into our study of angelology, let me mention thank you, the ones who came out for the week of revival at Inman Park. We had a tremendous week there at Inman Park, and it was a blessing to me as pastor to see the first Monday night we had 41 of our people, of you, came out and was at the revival. 45 came out Tuesday night. Not a lot Wednesday night because y'all were here. We had a few Wednesday night stragglers from the church. And then Thursday night, it got bigger. And then Friday night, it was probably our largest crowd. And this year, well over 50. I didn't count those. But it was encouragement to that church. You know, they're struggling a little. So it was encouragement to them. It was encouragement to me as a pastor to see you there and supporting that church and supporting me. So I want to say thank you. Pray for that church seeking God. Hebrews chapter number 1. Before we begin our study next few weeks on angels, the word angels, the definition we think of it, the proper definition would be messengers. They are messengers. That's the meaning of the word angels. And as we get to our study of angelology, you're going to see they have a specific duty. Angels are separate than that we read with the seraph, which would be singular. Seraphim is a plural. They're different. The cherub is singular. Cherubim is plural. They have different ministries. And we'll look at that as we go into our study of angelology. Where did these devils, these demons come from? There's good angels, and we'll probably look at that today. Good angels and what we call evil angels. They're fallen angels. And so I just want you to understand there's different types, what we would call, of God's created beings. So when we look at angels, that's a specific category. You don't put cherubim in the angelic realm. You don't put seraph in the angelic realm. They're their own category. Some have 6 wings. Some have 4 wings. Angels don't have any wings. Amen, preacher. I want to start by saying, don't get your theology from Hollywood, from books, from movies. I remember years ago, it was actually a good series. I watched a little bit of it. Touched by an Angel. Remember that? It was really good. It had some good thoughts and all in it. But you don't base angelology on Touched by an Angel. Because what was her name? Roma Downey. Okay. All right. She was portrayed as an angel. We're going to find out there are no women angels. We're going to find that out. They're all masculine, and we're going to probably look at that today. So some other things, you know, Angels in the Outfield. Y'all remember that kid movie? You know, get out there. There's been books and movies and all kinds of things written. So people's minds kind of get, I won't say twisted and warped, but they get things in it that it's not in the Bible. It's out of the Bible. So we want to look, see what God's word says about angels. And the angels are mentioned, just for information, 108 times in the Old Testament and 165 times in the New Testament. And in the book of Revelation, there are more mention of angels in the book of Revelation than any other book. Because during the last days, we're talking about the tribulation period and other times, there will be more angelic activity in the last days, and that's why it's so mentioned so prevalently in the book of the Revelation about the angels, not just the ones who are trumpets, blowing the trumpets and the seals and all these other things, but their actions, their activities, it's all through the book of the Revelation. So when we think of angels, I want you to think in terms of a host, a heavenly host. They are innumerable. I won't get to that passage of Scripture. But remember, we just went through the Christmas season. And it was somewhere in Luke chapter 2, I think it was. Maybe Luke chapter 1. I should have wrote this down. But there it talked about there is a heavenly host. Remember, the shepherds saw them, and the Bible described them as a heavenly host. We're going to find in the book of Hebrews that they are innumerable. There are so many of them, they cannot be counted. The book of Jude, it talks about 10,000s of thousands in the book of Revelation, it talks about 10,000 times 10,000. And if you remember when we went to the study of the book of Revelation, that during that time when the Bible was being written, the largest number that they had, that they knew of, was 10,000. They knew nothing of a million. They knew nothing of a billion. They knew nothing of a trillion. They knew nothing of quadrillion, all these numbers that are out there. The largest number at the time that they knew was 10,000. That's why you see that's the largest actual number in the Bible. That's all they knew, okay? So when we see about a countless one, you can't put a figure, a number on the number of angels. I've already mentioned the different type of categories. There's angels, there's cherubim. Matter of fact, Lucifer was a cherub. Well, after the angelology, next 2-3 weeks, it'd probably be. I want to look at a couple weeks of Satan and the fallen angels, the demons, the devils, as they're called in our Bible, devils. And then we'll look at, and matter of fact, Lucifer, time out. I looked again about the word devil. The word devil was not used at all in the Old Testament. Interesting fact. So when you play on Jeopardy, you're on, you know, the Jeopardy on TV, and they ask you, you say, the word devil was never used in the Old Testament. It was only used in the New Testament. When it was referred to Lucifer, when we do the study of Satan, he's called by different names. When he was called Lucifer, it was before the fall. Let that sink in. It was before the fall he was called Lucifer. After the fall of Satan, he was no longer called Lucifer. Then he was called Satan. Then he was called the Wicked One. These other names that was given to him after the fall, and we'll look at later about when I believe the fall of Satan took place. But anyway, just notice that Lucifer was a cherub. The Bible says anointed cherub that covereth. He was one of these beings that God had created. There we'll see about seraphim. By the way, while I'm here, it's interesting, and we'll look a little bit more detail. When we think of cherubim, we see them, they have a certain ministry, and they are by the throne of God. Very important when we put this together. The cherubim are by the throne of God. The seraphim are above the throne of God. We see the angels, they are actually literally God's messengers. They deliver God's message from the throne room to man. We see it. We'll see it in the Old Testament. We see it, obviously, in the New Testament. So you see they have, different job duties, different assignments. But it's interesting to notice, since we're studying this, that you will find that cherubim, you see them by the throne of God. The seraphim are above the throne of God. We see that in Isaiah chapter number 6. The seraphim, they're flying above the throne of God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." He had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, the other two wings, he did fly. Those are seraphim. They're above the throne, always giving praises to God. Matter of fact, all of God's creation give praises to God. The heavens and the earth declare the glory of God. We as mankind give God the least worship of anything he's ever created. Let that sink in. It's on us. We have the ability to worship. The angels worship him. The seraphim worship him. The cherubim worship him. And let me go. There are other beings that he's created. You can read this in the book of Revelation. That worship God. There are some things that we're going to see in heaven that the Bible does not speak about. That's why Paul said when he came from the third heaven, remember the Apostle Paul said, I saw some things, whether in the body or out of the body, that it's not lawful for me to utter.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.